This week's holiday concert at Huff High School in Cornelius will showcase a program that unites some of the school's best student musicians with classmates who have disabilities. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms explores a program created to make sure all students get a chance to learn music and play for an audience.
Listening to students practice in Robert Carrington's United Sound class is enough to set your stomach rumbling. The donuts, soup, and cake in question are part of a program designed to help students with intellectual disabilities read music.
So we have this book here, and like the notes have like alternate names. Like a quarter note will be cake, a half note will be soup, and an eighth note are donuts. So those just kind of help them become familiar with the notes, and it just makes the learning curve a lot easier.
That's Marshall Graham, a Huff senior who's brass captain in the marching band and president of the school's United Sound Club. The idea of using food and colors to teach music to students with disabilities comes from United Sound, an Arizona-based group that has programs in 135 schools across the country. Five are in North Carolina, including Hickory High School, but Huff has the only United Sound band in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. Carrington, Huff's band director, heard a presentation on United Sound in Winston-Salem, and he was hooked. He sold it to his principals and students, and the group debuted in 2016. Ty Reppy, who plays drums and trombone, was one of the first students to sign up.
I have two brothers at home who are also, they have some special needs as well, so it really hits home to me.
He's a senior now, working with Marshall Graham to teach the snare drum to Rayan Hajmahmood.
She's got a really good attitude. She's very fun to work with, and it makes me feel really good about my teaching just because it's successful.
Each new musician has at least three mentors who provide the personal touch.
All right, feet flat. Make sure you're sitting up really straight, really straight and tall.
Sure, the early efforts are a bit rough, but Carrington says it's a mistake to think students with disabilities can't be good musicians.
The biggest thing is students with disabilities, the only thing that they need is more time. They can do the very same things that everybody else can do, and it actually will blow your mind to think about what they can accomplish when given the opportunity to do it.
One of those students is Reed Russell, who's learning to play flute. His mom, Laura McPherson, says the program makes her feel like her son is getting the full high school experience, and the other students are being exposed to a person with autism.
During their concerts, he gets to wear a tux, and he looks so nice. So just seeing him light up and, you know, he knows he looks good. Just the simple things that make him and also me, you know, feel like he's experiencing as much as other high schoolers are.
The student mentors say they get just as much out of it. Sophomore Mitchell Dreffer is helping a classmate learn to play marimbas.
Two, three, four.
He loves seeing the eagerness on his mentee's face.
It's really rewarding because it brings you back to like sixth grade when you first started your instrument. And you're so excited to finally get to band and play your instrument.
As the new students get comfortable with the basics, they start preparing for the December 17th band concert. Carrington knows that will take some work.
Going from an individual playing by themselves to a large ensemble can be very shocking to the system.
The experienced students have their tasks cut out. For instance, they're playing a piece called Heartland, a melodic tune with no part for snare drums. But Huff has three new musicians who chose snares as their instrument. Students like Jesse Frost, a junior who fell in love with the instrument after seeing the movie Drumline.
Drums is important to me. I love playing drums, just like in the movie.
So Jesse's mentor, percussionist Isaac Dunn, wrote a part for snares. As the concert neared, Jesse talked about how proud he feels. Playing with the band makes him think of Drumline, he says, and of his musical idol, Michael Jackson.
Do it for Michael Jackson of God, and I love friendship for all my heart, and I really do.
He's playing with all his heart for Michael Jackson, God, and friendship, and his band teacher couldn't be prouder. Carrington says when he sees Jesse, he doesn't see a student with special needs. He sees a band kid. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms in Cornelius.